want to, but I should give up another day of shiur or to say shiur. I see the other one to cheer. I came straight from the airport. Here we go. It ended late. Give an introduction to this very, very famous sugya. Yeah, these are the home. So it's like this. We had, first of all, the very interesting Gemara of Tesha Tziburin. We spoke about Sofik Rabbanon, the Kula by Chametz, the big childless. We spoke about Cheskes Heter by Chametz. Then we had the next Gemara of Shnei Tziburim and Shnei Batin. We spoke about that there also. And now we're starting the third case. Zakti Gemara. Case number three is like this. Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz. There's a pile of Chametz. Well, the fun of Beis Batin Bedukim and the two houses that are above. The Kvasa Achba V'Shaka V'Loy Adin Ilahayol Ilahayol. Hainu Shnei Shvilim. That's comparable to the story of Shnei Shvilim, the Tanan. Shnei Shvilim, there were two paths. Echad Tomei Bechad Torah. Why was one Torah? Like Rashi explains, and why was one Tomei, excuse me? Like Rashi explains, one of the paths had a mace that was vaday taking up the whole space. Anybody who's going to walk on that path is vaday going to be tummy. V'halach me'echad man, Pasuk Tirus. One guy went on one of the paths and he did he touched Tirus. Now, one of them is for sure tummy, because one of the paths is tummy. So if each one came to a rav, what's what each guy comes to a rav? Each guy comes to a rav and he says that I walked on one of these paths and my tummy tummy passing your tummy. But if they both come together, then we can't make them talk. What happens when I ask about me and my chaver? Therefore, the Tommy of Yudim Zechazah. Now, there are two parts of this sugya. One part I'm going to give an introduction to today, and the other part we're going to start tomorrow. There are two parts to this sugya. Listen carefully. There's one part of this sugya, which is the etzim sugya of Shnei Shvila in itself. It's very interesting. Shiloh of how do you paskin both tar or both Tommy? That's one topic. And then, is the comparison to Chametz. It means the Gemara brought down this whole story of Shnei Shvilin, obviously for a reason, because it's comparable to Chametz. The Chametz part we're going to talk about tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Today I want to give an introduction to the Etzendin of Shnei Shvilin. I want to show you one or two. It's a very hot piece of Gemara, by the way. It's not a Gemara that we run into every day, and most of you don't know what Safek Tum Rosh Hashanah means, etc., 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 etc. So I'm going to give you an introduction to what the Sugi is about. I want to start off with a very, very big Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. And we'll start from there. What's the case of it? I want to give a general introduction so everyone will have Kalim to deal with this, okay? And then on the photo sets tomorrow, there'll be more Mamre Kermis. The story is like this. You have over here two paths. One's Torah, one's Tomei. We don't know which one's Torah. We know that on one of the paths there's Tomei and one of them not. Fine. So somebody goes on one of the paths. We have a suffix whether he's Tomei, whether he's Torah or not. So the din is that each one individually is Torah. Why? It says Rashi, because Sofik Tumma Rishos HaRabim is fake great Torah, which I'll explain in a minute what that means. Whenever you have a Sofik Tumma in Rishos HaRabim, the Sofik is always Torah. So each guy for himself is fundamentally Torah. What happens if they come together? So then, when they come together, so then we can't pass Kintori, we pass Kintomi. Why not? I want to start with a very generic question. Hello, each guy you're telling me, fundamentally, each guy will turn up by himself in Beis Din and say, Dayan and Mumchin, there was one path which was Torah, one path which was Torah, we don't know which is one of them. I walked on one of them, and the Torah told me, so what's the problem if they both turn up together? Says Rashi, E F Shalanu Loimar Lehem Tayer Matem, Shari Echad, Vade Tami. Am I so? E F Shalanu. I can't go tell you both though. How could? Now, this lashon of Yefshur, I want to explain, is halacha and hilchos psak of Beis Din. I repeat. This lashon of e efsher is a lashon of hilchos psak in Bezdin. In other words, in there's a thing called hilchos hayra. It's a lashon of harapaskin. Okay, in the world of psak, I can't tell you. You're both Torah. It's not true. Why not? Because it's not true. You're not both Torah. So Bezdin can't give out of their mouths a psak of Torah. You're both. It's not true. Efsher. One second. There's little tesis over here. The vasach is even maskut meyim. Near the Hainu Midrabanon. Shocking Taisis. Midrais, I feel about Zachas Tayyarim. Taisis says that this whole din is the Rabbanon Bikadin. Midrais, that Mita Shodov, you both are. Rabbeinu Peretz says over here in the back, what is this Rabbanon? What is the Rabbanon? He says, it looks like a Chuchuvatlu. What's a Chuchuvatlu? It looks like a joke. It looks like a Litzonis. He's saying the both Tayyarim. Makes Bez look foolish. But it's a Rabbanon Bikadin. Fundamentally, Midrais. You're allowed to pass the both achas. I have a nice can't be. I don't have a problem with that. So what? Slowly. I'm going to say big raid now. You'll all agree with me. If Kachma Koblanu, then in Rashi it's Mashu, it's the Raisa. First of all, Rashi doesn't say Dirabona. And Rashi says, E.F. Shalonu. Yeah, Raisa? Rashi is E.F. Shalonu. So the Lashon of E.F. is Mashu, the Raisa, by the way. Lashon of the, not Mashu, Xer, Dirabona, because of Chucho Vetlulu. E.F. is Mashu, that it's, you can't. We can't. So I want to start off the proceedings with a very interesting child. They have the story of Yeshnei Shvilim, where physically speaking, they both can't be Torah because one of them for sure walked on a path that's... And the Vasachas, everybody agrees that you can't pass it. Both says Rashi, Yefshut says it's the Rabbanon, the Rabbeinu Peretz, because it's a Chuchavatlu. It's a Chuchavatlu, it's a joke. It's a Latonis. Rashi's not much like that. First of all, Rashi doesn't say the Rabbanon. Rashi would have said Xavier, okay? And same, Rashi has a very sharp Lashon, Yefshut, Rekenisht. I want to, as the introduction of today, to explain what this machlokes is. The Asbir Dvori. There's a very big chakira, and tomorrow in the Maamar Kermes, I'm going to show you where the different things were said. I just want to give a little bit of introduction, push it to fill the oil in. The din is like this. Normally, we pass in Sofak Deraisa L'Chomer. Okay? We pass in Sofak Deraisa L'Chomer. However, there's all types of sfeikas where we go to kula. For example, if you have a cheskas heter, or you have a sex sfeika, right? Repeat, sofik derais l'chomer, but there are exceptions to that. Let's say the sofik has a cheskas heter. We go with the chazaka. Let's say you have a sex sfeika, we go with the kula. The din is like this. Sofik tomer b'rishos hayachid. I want to get the facts clear. You'll be able to understand the tief guy that I'm going to say now. Sofik tomer b'rishos hayachid, sfeiko itami. Says the Mishnah in Tyrus. If you have a sofik tomer in rishos hayachid, call sveikas. You can have 10,000 sveikas, one on top of the other. It's always tummy. Not only that, is it always tummy, even if you have a million sveikas, even if you have a cheskas tara. It means a sofik tumo brishos hayachid is always tummy. Always. No matter what. Always tummy. No matter what. Say if you had a cheskas tara. Say if you had a sveika. By the way, that din, which means that a Sofik Tumor in Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes up against all the rules of Sfeikas. Even if you have a sex Sfeikas, you tell me. Even if you have a Cheskas Tara, that means there was a Cheskas Tara on the person and then something happened. No, tell me. Why? We learned out of a puzzle. We learned out of, by the way. We learned out of, by, I mean, no? By Saita. A lady by a Saita is a Sofik. A lady by a Saita, the Torah calls her Tommy, even though it's a Sofik. And even though the lady has a Cheskas Tara, by the way, lady has a Cheskas that she didn't do that very. And the din is that it was a Rishus HaYachid. So we learn out from Saita that Sofik, Tumah, Bir, Rishus HaYachid, Sveikoy, Tomei, no matter what. That's one din. If you have a Sofik, Tar, Rishus HaRabim. If you have a Sofik, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikoy, Tar. Now here began a huge machlekes between Rishain and Rashi Tesis all over. I'm going to show you tomorrow on the Maamar Kermes, the different Maamar Kermes, okay? What's the machlekes? Watch. Yesh Lachko. Why is Sofik Tomei Bereshus HaRabim Sveikoy Torah? One way of learning is that the Etzah is because you have a Cheskas Tara. I want to explain what I mean. I'll show you have a Cheskas Tara. I'll explain exactly what I mean. It's because you have a Cheskas Tara, which means like this. The din that we go Basar Tohar, which is a rabbi, means like this. in most cases of sfeikas, you have a cheskestara, the person had a cheskestara, the object had a cheskestara. In Rosh Hashayachid, we don't go bas a cheskestara. Why not? Because learn out from Saita that Safik Tumor Rosh Hashayachid is fake Tomei. Safik Tumor Rosh Hashayachid, which we don't learn out of Saita, because it's Rosh Hashayachid. We go back to the default din, which is that you go bas a cheskestara. You don't hear what I just said?
So
there's no cheskestara. Sorry, the feed outside. Where's that? In that, so if there won't be a Cheskes Tara, then we will not say Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRam Sveikoy Torah. That means, tzad number one is that Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRam Sveikoy Torah, Rabbi Zekar correctly added on, is only when there is a Cheskes Tara. Because, and this is the Ekozach we're going to say now, there's no proactive thing that every Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRam we take on that it's Torah. Just the word is, there's a Cheskes Tara. And normally, we go bas a cheskes tara. So barish osayachid, where we learn out of sight that we don't care about anything, because every suffix to our barish osayachid is always arbitrarily tame, even if you have a cheskes tara, right? So then we go bas and we say tame. Irish is a rabbi where I don't have a limit from sight. So I leave it with its regular din. What's the regular din? If you have a cheskes tara, we give you the tara. If not, we say suffix to aisul chumra. So what that means is, to say it in a different lamdish way, the reason why suffix to our barish osayachid is always Tar is because I don't learn out of Saita otherwise. But therefore, like Rabbi Zekar correctly said, I have to go back to the default shot of going with the Cheskes Tara. Well, let's say, Rabbi Zekar, and I want to have a Cheskes Tara. Let's have a case of Tumor Shabbam. Of a Zach that was an unknown. So, Nachanami, we're not going to say Sabbath Tumor Shabbam and Sekhar Torah. That's one way. The other way of learning is that the din of Sabbath Tumor Shabbam and Sekhar Torah is always, 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 even if you don't have a Cheskes Tara. I would happen to the din of Sabbath Tumor Shabbam. Says the second tzad that we learn a yalfusa. We learn out of a pasuk from Saito also that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is always tar, even if you don't have a cheskes tara. What I'm asking is a very tifa hakira. Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is always tamei, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter if you have a cheskes tara, no matter if you have a sex fake, it's always tamei. The din that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is always tar, yesh lachkor. Is the pshat is chas v'shalom? What happened to the good old din of sofik derayis l'chum? Which is have a cheskes tara. So is the pshat that sofik tumah rishus rabim is only tar when you have a cheskes tara? And I'll say what's the how I'm saying it, because sofik tumah rishus rabim is a thing that doesn't have the limud from saita to be tummy. Hear the way I said it. In other words, is the mile of sofik tumah rishus rabim nothing? It's not a proactive din that tumah rishus rabim is always tar. Just in rishus rabim, I don't have the limud of rishus ayachet to ignore the cheskes tara. So by a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, I can rely on the Cheskes Tara. But the din of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is not a proactive din that Rishus HaRabim is, we have a Yafusa that it's always Tara. We don't have a Yafusa. We don't have a Yafusa. We have no Yafusa about Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. So you ask me, why is it Tara? Because we have a Cheskes Tara. Just by Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYachim, we have a limit from Saita. No, we don't go past the Cheskes Tara. So by Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, I don't have a limit from Saita. So I go back by default to my factory settings, which is that when you have a Sofik, you go past the Cheskes Tara. And what if I won't have a Cheskes Tara, Rishus HaRabim, so it won't be Tara. Somebody said proactively, Bekumva say, that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tara? No, Chas V'Shalom. What we said is that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim doesn't have the limud that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYachid has, that we don't go past the Cheskes Tara. But if you ask at the end of the day, so why is Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Tara? I would have to Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. How can you say Tara? What happened to Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim? You didn't have a Cheskes Tara. Just in Rishus HaYachid, we have a proactive limit that we don't go past a Cheskes Tara. So by Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, but let's say I'll have a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim that won't have a Cheskes Tara, I'll say Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, I'll be metame. That's one side. And the other side is that the din of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is a proactive din that teaches us a Yafusa that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sekei Tor, no matter what. That means the same way there's a proactive din that says Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sekei Tomei, no matter what. There's a proactive thing that says Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sfeikoy Torah no matter what. And there's the Yafusa that teaches me that not just that you don't have the limud of Yachid that it's Tomei. You have a limud that it's Torah. My Nafkamina. Here's Nafkamina. What happens if I have a case of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim that won't have a Cheskes Torah? Says Rashi in many places that I'm going to print out for you tomorrow that the din of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is a proactive din. Rashi says in many places that the din of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is a proactive din. Rashi, the quote that I'm going to print out for you tomorrow, is Talinon Lekula. Talinon. We nemon that it was Torah. Rashi says in a number of places. One second. Rashi says, Befrat in Ksubas Daf Zayin, we'll see it. that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, the reason why it's Torah is because we Nemon. Now you're asking, what do you mean you Nemon that he walked on the Torah, the Gazak? What's up? What are you Neming on? The answer is because it's Yal Fusa. Rashi said, what? Not because of Chazaka. No, he's talking, he says it first. Tell Lina, because we Nemon that it was Torah. We Nemon that what happened was Torah, not because it was a Chazaka. No. And Rashi says, there's a few Rashis I'm going to print out for you tomorrow. One Rashi says that it's a Yalfusa from Saita. The other Rashi says, because Talina, the two things go together. According to the first Pshat, it's not a Yalfusa from Saita. There's no Yalfusa from Saita to be with Tame. So we go back on the din of the Cheskes Tara. The huge difference between the two Tzadim is, according to Tzad number one, we don't have any mucker that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Fekui Tar. Just the word is, we have a thing called Cheskes Tara. Just by Rishus HaYachad, we have a limit that says, don't go Bazar Cheskes Tara. So then by default, I go Bazar Cheskes Tara. But if I don't have a Cheskes Tara, what's up? It's Safek Divayas HaLachumba. And according to the second shot, Rashi says in a number of places, and the Rishayim say, a Nusa called Talinon, which says that it's a proactive Gzeres HaKosev, that by Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, we know that it's Tara. That's the setup. Made like this. Taisis by us over here, and Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisis over here in the next Taisis says it's because of Chazaka. We'll see. There's a shame. Okay? We'll see. Okay? Place in other places also. Because I was like, I want to find like this. Watch. I'll just give you an introduction to this review. Okay? It goes like this. Place in the Mask of Holach is Mashu. That's because of Chazaka. Okay? We'll go slowly. Stories like this, watch. I'm saying Dover Nifla, Mito Shoteru. If I learn that the reason why Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Fekui Torah, it's because we have a proactive Yalfusa that tells me it's Torah, not because of the previous Chazaka. No, because Nemon is what happened. So then when two guys come along and they tell me, Vas Achas, that I walked on Shvil A and you walked on Shvil B. Yeah, sure, I can go tell you you're both Torah. Why tell me you both Torah? Because Talina, because it's Xeris HaKosu that says, Nemon, that's what happened. I can't Nemon that's what happened. It's Eefshon. So if the reason why I'm paskining Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, why are you paskining on each individual Shvil guy Torah? Because Talina is Xeris HaKosu that says, Nemon, that's what happened, right? Now what happens if they both come and they ask together? So in one psak, I'm going to be giving out a what? A zog of Nemon that both are Torah. I can't. That's Eefshon. That's a hurrah that's fundamentally, intrinsically Sheker. So if the psak of Torah on each individual is because I'm Neming on that's what happened, I got because of Xeris HaKosov. So when they both come together, I can't give a psak that Nemed on that this is the event that happened. You're Neming on that this is what happened. That's the narrative. Just Eefshon can't design it. That's the device of the Kadim. But one time, the Dover Nifla. That according, if I learn like the other tzad, that it's not because of Talina, we don't name on anything because there's no Xeris HaKosov. The reason why Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is when there's a Cheskes Tara, we put you back on a Cheskes Tara. I say a Dover Nifla. Giving two people a Cheskes Tara is not an Eefshon. Cheskes Tara doesn't mean I named on that's what happened. What's Cheskes Tara? If I like the tzad of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that putting somebody back on a last known Chazaka is a Hanhoga. Right? What's Hanog? You don't know what to do. So we know like that. That means if Chazokas is just another way of resolving Sfekas, then I don't know what to do. I put you back on the last known Zach. I'm saying a Dover Nifla. So what's the problem of saying both of you are Torah? I named on that both of you are Torah. I'm saying something Sheker out of my mouth. I didn't say I know for sure you're Torah. I didn't name on that you're Torah. I wasn't Machriya that you're Torah. I said that each both of you have a Chazokas. So the halachi is that when you have a Chazokas, you go Basa Chazokas. You can fear Zach like your Chazokas. You can fear Zach like your Chazokas. What's the problem? So Taisus had Shver. What's the problem of some of Basachas? Why can't I do it at once? I'm saying the problem of Niflon. Why can't I do it at once? I'm saying it was a stira minei ubei. The etzem hayra, the etzem psak is minei ubei a stira. Where's there a stira minei ubei over here? I didn't say that's what happened. I said that's the richter psak. Both of you have a cheskes tara. So both of you go basa cheskes tara. Says Rabbeinu Peretz over here in the back. It's a chucham. So Taisus is the rabbanon. What is the rabbanon, by the way? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a chuchah v'tluah. It looks like a galachta. It looks like a joke. What's that? It looks like a joke. That means in the intrinsic psak of Hilchus Hayra, in the intrinsic psak of saying it out of your mouth, there's no problem. Because I'm not saying a sheker. But it looks funny. It looks weird. It looks weird. I mean, the mitzad lomdis, the chazal have it right, b'vasachas, to tell both people to go b'vasachas. Mitzad lomdis. But it looks like a joke. Mukhtar Hamoinam, the Malbatim on the street. They see a Zapsak, they say that Rabbanan, a bunch of fools. How can they go ahead and say that both guys on Torah when they both walked on the shore? That's Niflamoid. That's the first Machlekes of Rashi Tosfos, whether it's the Reis or whether it's Rabbanan. That depends by Sofek Tumah versus Rav is Sfeika Torah or not. One second. There's another Machlekes Lafiz there, which is Niflamoid. Moore speaks out. Everybody agrees that Vasachas you can't do it. Everybody agrees Vasachas that you could do it. When did they argue with Baldi Shaul, all of Al Chaveroi? Rashi says, what's the case of Baldi Shaul, all of Al Chaveroi? Rashi says, the case is that what does Rashi say? Matehe Al Shneinu, Rabbi Yisrael Dabbal of Vasach, Rabbi Shein Shneim, Lufanach, Tzorch, Ata Roa, Achaz, Shneim, Oitmeim, Ata Oitmeim, Vare, Ein, Ata Yochol. You did Rabbi Zuzel Zer, Hove, Ein, Kan, Shoyal, Alach, Rabbi Shiva, Loi, Torah, Ata Shrei, Sofik, Biyu, Me, Ata Yochol. It's like this. Oh, okay, Rashi is the case like this. A very interesting enough Kamino. One guy walks into Beis Din and tells the narrative. He says, me and my friend walked on the path. So, me and my friend walked on the path. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Beseda. Why is it Beseda? Because what Beis Din will do is Beis Din will say, your Torah. Now, the fact that Beis Din will tell me your Torah, that Mishayim Fashtein, that the other guy's Torah also. He said, that's okay, says Rashi. Nishkefeldach. Because the Maya said, even since there's only one person here, there aren't two people here, that allows us to give the psak to one guy. You rather than give the psak to one guy, so Hagam that he'll fashtay that the other guy is Torah also, but that's okay. I mean, a parrot in the back says, it can't be, that's a chucha metlula. Who are you fooling? What are you playing games over here? He comes in and tells the story, and then they do a trick. You know what the trick is? They tell him, you're Torah, and that's okay. So he says that all of Al-Khavera means that I came in on Sunday and asked on my friend, and then I came in again and asked on Monday on my friend. So it's the same guy asking about two different people. A different shot completely what Olav Al-Khavera means. Olav Al-Khavera doesn't mean Rashi's case that I went into Beis Din and I said the whole story, that both of us walked and give us a psak, and then Beis Din does a trick, a scam, and they only tell him the psak. That can't be. He says, who are we fooling? Right? who are we fooling? The guy presented a double story. So you can do a scam. This is what happened. The guy presented a double story, asked for a double psak, and they tell him, oh, you're talking. Oh, very good. That's, the other one on the street is smart enough, even though they're pretty stupid, but they're smart enough to top that there's a scam going on. It makes Bezin into a joke. I want to say a dover nifla, mita shalteira, watch. According to Rashi, the issue wasn't chucha v'tlula. It wasn't about the covenant of Bezin. According to Rashi, there was a problem in a psak that Bezin can't give a psak that's fundamentally sheker. Now, when is it called fundamentally sheker? When bevas achas, I'm saying two Torahs. Says Rashi that you held a dover nifla. That when I come in and I ask about me and my friend, so it's true that the narrative that he said was about both of us. But Lamaisa, Beis Din has a way of giving a psak to one of them. So the hoirah that Beis Din says is not intrinsically sheker. The only has a niflamoid. It's gevaldik. So Beis Din says Torata. So you say it's a scam. Yeah, it's a scam if you're worried about scams. If you're worried about how Beis Din looks, it's a chucha v'tlula. But according to Rashi, the issue wasn't that it's a scam. The issue was that you can't give a psak that's intrinsically sheker. The minute that only one guy's here, and they said Torata, so the psak is not a psak sheker be'etzem. That's what's diflamoid. The psak is not a psak of sheker. They said Torata. The guy's not stupid, the guy's going to figure out. Because the problem is in the psak itself, that they can't be mitzi a psak, that the psak mitzad atzmi sheker. It's a gam that they heard the whole story, and a gam that the guy, but to make a difference. But they gave him a psak, and the psak mitzad atzmoy could be emes. But it's a chukum et lula, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, the Baal Shal of Chavez, a different case. You came on Sunday and you said my story, then on Monday you said his story. That already doesn't look like a chukum et lula already, because it wasn't presented to Beis Din together. But according to Rashi, that we're not worried about chukum et lula, we're about saying a psak that's sheker. So that's the chayr of the three of the shitaso is A is, why is Sofek Tumah versus the Rambam sheker tar? B is, whether it's the Rabbana, whether it's the Raisa. And the third nafkamina is whether or not what the case of Baal Ishal HaShachver is. Rashi says it's more than enough that I'm paskining for you, Hagam, that the other guy's going to understand and everyone's going to understand that the Etzim Psak is not an EF Shapsak. It's not a Psak that was Sheker that came out of the words of the Beis Din. Now, that's all very nice. That's all very Gishmak. That's an introduction. Now, the problem is, so what does it have to do with Chametz? What's up with Chametz? So Rashi speaks out over here. What does Rashi speak out? I'm just finishing my introduction. What do I do with Chametz? So Rashi speaks out that what has to do with Chametz is that by Chametz also, each guy will come individually, says Rashi, what's the din? If each guy will come individually, what will be the din? We'll tell the guy what? What does Rashi figure out? Iyatzu. What does Rashi say? If each guy would come individually, ask about Badika, each house would come individually, what would they say? The potter, why, says Rashi? Suffolk Rabbanan Lakula. As they say to Rashi, correct? What happens when they come together? What happens when they come together? Then there's a clash, we can't go tell the vote. That's a story. That was the comparison to, what do you call it? Each house for itself, I could pass it. What's the obvious question? See, here's the great riddle. Here's one of the great riddles of the sugya. What's the shver? What? Asafik Nitkina. How could Rashi Paskin in this case? Asafik Nitkina Lekula. Rashi waves the flag of the Magad Mishnah. The whole expectation of the Turin. That we always say what? Asafik Nitkina. There is nothing Asafik Nitkina Lekula. Now, what's very interesting is, in case number two, we got out of it. How do we get out of case number two? In case number two, we said a whole new pshat of Talinon. And we said that this went into that, that went into that. And we said very tifa raid. That it could be there was never a case where it penetrated into the house b'chal. But over here, this is a classic Suffolk, those chametz. This is Suffolk whether or not chametz went into your house or not. This is exactly like Teisha Tiburin. What's the difference between this and Teisha Tiburin? Why in the world would I say over here, Suffolk don't want to look cool about double pellets at Tzaka Adashamayim Mamish? What's going on over here? So if I hold, like Teisha's who holds, and all these types of stakers, we say Suffolk don't want to look cool at Biffle Lloyd. Rashi Lashit also said in the case of Teisha Tziburin, that when I have a suffix where the chametz goes in, where the matzah goes in, I don't say something about the kula. So in case two, we said there's new fangled talina, and we said we could say the matzah went there and the chametz went there, so we could take on that's what happened. This new talina that we said, we spoke about it. But in case three, you don't have it. Because in case three, there's only chametz, and this question is whether the chametz went into his house, went into this house. So what in the world happened to the Magad Mishnah? But Dava Pella Otsum Vinayra. I would add on one more that she tells you to what I said earlier, if we talk about chametz. In the end of Rabbeinu Peretz says, a dirk. The Gemara brings down chametz, and the Gemara says, Hainu Shnei Shvilim. So Rabbeinu Peretz makes a dirk in the last line of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Why doesn't it say, Plukta the Shnei Shvilim? He should have said, Hainu Plukta the Shnei Shvilim. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, that even though Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue by the case of the Shnei Shvilim, by chametz they're moedik, because chametz is the rabbanon, so they were mekel. Even if you're shel, all of achaveru it's beseder. It is like Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the reason why it says hainu shnei shvilim, it doesn't say plukta the shnei shvilim, because even Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda who argue by shnei shvilim, what happens when it's bali shel all of achaveru? What do? By chametz they don't argue, because chametz is the rabbanon. I once heard from a bashra that he said that's also the shitasi. According to Rashi, that there's a din of efshur. In Hilchos Psak, you can't give a Psak which is intrinsically a lie. Why should it make a difference if it's Chametz or it's Tara? Why should it make a difference if it's Rabbanah? Why should it make a Chilak? If it's EFSHA, which is Halach and Hilchos Hayrah, that we can't go ahead and give a Psak that is fundamentally a lie, there's no way in the world you can call it Chametz or Rabbanah, because it has nothing to do with the Psak that you're talking about. It has to do with the Etzim Hilchos Psak. You can't make a Psak which is intrinsically Sheker. Said Rav Asher that if I learned that it's a chukhov et lulaza, it's a psikzeiraza, okay? So it's crazy by the rices, not by the rabbanans. By the rabbanans, they're not going to go make people crazy because of a gzeira. That's very gishmak. But Rashi l'shitasoi, avada makes no chilek, and Rashi's mashmah that there is a machlekes. So the big raid that we need to talk about tomorrow is what's going on over here, legabi chametz. The big raid that we need to talk about over here is what's going on over here, legabi chametz. How could Rashi say something that one of the direct stira to the first case that we're going to see by Rav Gedolei Lemitzvah Shem B'Shot Toivu Mutzlachas?
Marsh tells us something also. Hai lahai om, hai lahai om.
But we're there. The problem is that the Gemara didn't bring that yet.
What?
In that Suffolk, we're going to explain why. The problem is that that's the next case. We didn't get
in our case, the Gemara says, Suffolk, I lie on, I lie on.
So what?
It's not against Talinon.
It's not against what the Maisel was, not about what the piece of comments is. Right, just Talinon.
We'll talk about tomorrow.
Why can't you say the same thing when both of them come to Bezlin? They just say Bezlin should give a sack to one of them. Rashi.
That's true.
When they're both Bezlin together, and you can't get one of them?